Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
America and the rest of the world, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast, and we're so glad you're here. It's another one, people. Do you love it? We love you. And we're glad you're still listening. What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
There's nothing funny. Did you guys record anything prep before that?
When did this start? When he just started then?
When he was like practicing his voice,
no, you didn't get me saying you'll never do good, do you? Oh,
that's terrible. What do you think, though?
I just meant he thinks too much about his intros, he's not his natural self. And I feel like that was a 50%.
No, I think I felt that there was some real, real momentum when he said, people, I felt it. I was there. Towards the end, it might have slided down towards more of a 6 out of 10, but there was moments of 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Why don't you, let's hear your intro.
That's not our job.
Yeah. I'm just blanking that out.
You have to be good at your job, Danny.
I don't have to listen to you.
Oh my goodness. We were just talking. You didn't get this on though. You probably didn't press record when John was saying, he announced, I'm a father.
And I was so excited because he's got a married son. I was like,
we thought you meant your grandfather. Right?
Yeah, but he's a weirdo. He's talking about arachnids or something.
No, he's like, he said,
we were all excited.
He said, my prey mantises are giving, what did you say? You weirdo.
First of all, I was genuinely excited.
You are.
On the drive. The weird part.
Okay, all right. We live in Tennessee. Most of us here on the podcast live kind of in rural areas, and you know, we live in the forest, and so there's insects, and there's good insects and bad insects, and on my particular piece of property, I want to control the insects. We have a very healthy bat population, so keep the bats healthy and happy because they keep the mosquitoes away, and I just love praying mantis. And so last October, I bought a couple of praying mantis egg sacs off of.
Oh, you can do that. That's a thing.
Yeah. I got it from a dealer on eBay, dealer. Actually. And they've been sitting refrigerator since October.
Hold on. They hatch in the refrigerator?
No. You keep them in the refrigerator because that's the equivalent of them being out in the winter. And so they don't hatch. They hatch in the spring. So I brought them out on April 15th.
Okay, this is all on your calendar. You've got their cycles all.
Well,
down.
I had to wait until there were, the last frost had passed and everything. Yes. And
you're gonna get an ultrasound too.
Yeah. And on the drive over here, my wife Dawn called me and she said, one of the egg sacs hatched. I'm watching them right now. You've got about 50 praying mantis babies. And we're going to put the praying mantis. We're just going to let them, I'll raise them until they're big enough.
Yes, you will.
To go out on their own. And then I'm just going to release.
Throw a baby shower.
Yeah. How can you not think praying mantises are cool? They're like.
This sounds very, when you said one of the egg sacs hatched, remind me of good old Wilbur.
Yeah, insects are awesome.
Charlotte's Web. That's true. Precious. It's precious, John. But he was as excited as if he was having a baby.
And you guys were having baby talk too.
We mentioned all the babies being born on the hilltop. And that's when he decided to join in the group and say he had a baby prementous egg sac.
And we...
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I identify as a parent right now.
Yes, you do. You're allowed to.
What's crazy is like we know John, and so the knowledge of his raising of praying mantises sort of like works. But
yeah,
like
does.
If I found out my neighbor was raising praying mantises, I would also know that they were serial killers.
And you'd be looking to move. Yes.
Yeah, this would be a problem. And I would watch them and I would probably get a Ring doorbell.
Yeah. All right.
Get your Ring doorbell at ring.com.
Leslie, go get some money for us who said that.
Use code MANTIS to save 25%.
So I have a little morsel. No meat today. No. From me. It's probably a little sesame seed from off of a sesame seed bun.
That's right. What I have. But it's a
huge. You always say that.
But listen, God
says,
do not despise the small seeds.
Yes.
He said, don't despise the smallest of seeds, the mustard seeds. So sesame is bigger than a mustard.
Well, I actually found that this little tiny sesame seed thing can undo my whole years of being what I would think, you know, because Pearl and I, you know, we wrote the book. We feel like, as far as Trim Healthy Mama goes, we might be in the, you know, the A-plus student.
We're Olympians. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. You know, we know the plan.
No, you guys are gods.
No, but we're like high. We're, you know, we're part of the higher learning Trim Healthy Mama. We know the ins and the outs.
Come on, no, I want to say, I'm not blowing our horn, but right. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Hey, I can't even do fraction math, so we're not blowing
our
own horn.
No, but all I'm saying is, how do you feel in your spirit and deep inside you about your identity and your...
I feel like I have authority.
Okay. Do you feel like you have self-confidence in your trim?
That's what I mean.
Number?
Authority over my life as far as, okay, no, I can...
Because I feel like freaking... I have so much THM power within me. That's the way I feel. I feel it bubbling up.
Not over anybody else, but over me. Like
over
I can guide my food journey confidently with authority.
Confident.
That's what I'm saying. But this one little sesame seed thing can derail the whole thing for me. And that's why I wanted to bring
it
today.
Yeah, because even with all that, I get derailed sometimes. So that's what I'm trying to say.
And when I told Pearl
and
really
if we
quickly,
get derailed.
Yes.
What hope?
So we woke up this morning like, oh, what are we going to say? Because we're both writing books right now. So, you know, we're distracted. So we were like, okay. So I shared this little sesame seed. She goes, oh, that totally derails me too. It's such a small thing. It derails the most confident of health.
So this is more like not a sesame seed, but a mustard seed that ends up being way bigger than it starts out.
Oh, yes.
Out.
Totally way
okay.
bigger.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I can have all the things in place that I've shared here on the potty or that Pearl shared, that you've shared, Danny. You know, all the executive meetings in my head with me, myself, and I, and telling myself, okay, we've got to rein it in. And this is, we've got to have a list of our nine foods. So we know, you know, you don't do peanut butter and spoons after a certain hour. No, you know, you don't go bready, nutty, cheesy after a certain hour of night. This, I have certain lists in my head. And times where I know this is appropriate times for this is appropriate times for that, you know, and I can have all kinds of, like red light, green light, you know, the red light district that we,
disco. District.
Safety disco.
Don't choke on your
Say
bunny
it with us. Yeah. Safety disco.
Are you okay, Pearl? Are you all right?
Pearl's choking. Pearl,
no,
come
are
back.
You all right, Pearl? She had a Peter Rabbit carrot. Don't laugh with Peter Rabbit carrots, people. We almost took her to the emergency room.
Golly.
Literally, I was a bit worried about you.
Oh, red you light okay? district. Yes. How do you drink make a
I still don't know what a red light district is, but I got concerned looks as soon as I said it, so it was
That'd
wrong.
That'd be crazy.
I'm sure.
Our podcast ends with Leslie giving Pearl mouth to mouth.
Red light, disco, green light, whatever we call it, where, you know, we give ourselves hard red lights in our lives saying, okay, now you're reining it in. Now you're being really smart with your food. Or, and other times the green light. No, it's holiday. Go for it. So I can have all this interplay. I can have great food plans in my mind. Are you okay, Pearl?
Fine. I just went away to cough.
Okay.
Pearl, come
so
back.
I can have plans. Like I'm going to eat this for breakfast and that would be smart. And this for lunch and that would be smart. But I tell you what, if I don't have the sesame seed in plan in my mind, when I hit red light, when I hit, no, these are smart eating days, I will be derailed. And I tell you what the little sesame seed is. It's cruise control. It's or autopilot. It's the steamroller motion. Because sometimes I'll be like, okay, I plan to have Pearl's apple tuna salad for lunch. And I'm like, it's smart. I need an E, but I need lots of fresh vegetables. You know, I've been, they're in the fridge and I need to eat them up and that they're in the fridge because I haven't been eating them. So this is a smart move. But if I don't when I get hungry, it's about, you know, 11:30 just before the 12 and if I don't steamroll right into like, no, tuna salad. If I don't steamroll through, I could be like, well, you know, I'll just get the fixings out and put them on the bench because, you know, I kind of plan on having that for lunch. But let me just have, there's a quarter of a cinnamon roll in the fridge. It's
a healthy one from the cafe.
It's a healthy one. I'm just going to have a little a little taste of that. But once that little, if I'm not like full set, like jump in the cold water, bam, that little taste of cinnamon roll will be like, it derails my whole focus and my whole path. And I'm looking in the fridge now for foods that more suit the cinnamon roll kind of a vibe. And all of a sudden, without even realizing it, my lunch is over and I've just breaded it out.
Yeah, why you do it, right? Because I've done the same thing as you wreck it. Like, because let's just say it's got the apple tuna salad, right?
Yeah.
So smart, and it actually is yummy.
Yeah.
So you think you're going to have that. But instead, your hand goes into the fridge and it grabs the pool bread that Serene gave you the other night that was left over from her Shabbat meal.
Yeah.
And so you just think, well, I'm just going to have a little bit of the pool bread first because,
it won't wreck the fuel because it's just like a mouthful. Hey, who cares?
It's an E. It's good. It's healthy. Serene made it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you grab it and you have some and you think, and you're hungry. You have more because you're like, well, I've got to make the salad, so I'll just have a little bit more of this and then, you know, I'll still be good. Next minute, you're sort of not hungry again. You're like, well, I can't do that big salad. I don't have enough room. So let me just have another little something else.
Yes.
You ruined your lunch.
And on the nail. Exactly. And Pearl and I, we feel like we've got all these plans in our mind. We're set. You know, we not only heard the potties, we gave the potties. Right. But we derail. And the other day, Pearl came over for Sunday and she saw me like chunking out on my Shabbat bread. And she's like, oh, okay. That's fine. So I said, no, I really planned on having a deep-pest salad with two fried eggs and had it all planned out. But look at me. I just had a taste. And then a taste went to one more taste and then it was over with. And I just, my whole dinner was ruined. And so now I've got this thing in my head, this new little sesame seed point. It's just so tiny. But it's like when I have a plan on my red light days, on my smart eating days, when I'm like reining it in, I don't let myself look to the right or to the left. I'm like a racehorse with the blinders on and I'm straight ahead. It's big girl socks pulled up. It's like jumping straight into the cold pool. Yeah. I'm not dibble-dabbling my toe a little bit here and there and say, oh, well, let's just check out. I'm hungry. Just a little snack while I'm making it. Mm-hmm. No. Unless it's a big baby Peter rabbit carrot.
Yeah, that's allowed.
It doesn't really derail me, those things.
No.
I'm pushing straight forward. I'm not only getting the stuff out on the counter, I am making it as fast as I can. And that's, I'm saving my hunger for that. And so, If you're being derailed, even though you've got all these other perfect plans and safety systems in, maybe the best part to remember is the steamroller motion.
Yeah.
And so if you've got the plan for the apple tuna salad, it may not be that. If you've got the plan for the oatmeal E for breakfast this morning, if you've got the plan for something for the meal, don't dilly-dally around and check out the fridge.
Yeah.
Don't just, you're steamrolling ahead. Or if you're caught in town and you've still got the plan, don't dilly-dally around your errands thinking you'll stop off for like maybe like a cheese stick and Kroger's on the way. No.
Yeah.
You're steamrolling ahead. You're just pulling your big girl socks off. If that means you have to wait half an hour more being a little hungry. Or if it just means, I don't know, but in my mind, when I have the plan, I always tell myself, just jump in the cold water, Serena. And once you're in the cold water, you're loving
great.
It. The tuna salad's delicious.
It really is.
You're so glad you ate it. You're rejoicing in it. It's just you had to dive in fast before those other little things that distract you more than
you know what they are. They're the little foxes that spoil the vine.
That's so true.
That's the scripture reference. Yes. You know, and they're just little things. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Maybe you're listening and you're new to all this and you say, well, boy, these girls are being very strict, like blinders on and steamroller and all that. No, True Melody Mum is very forgiving and we could wake up one day and say, hey, this morning, my breakfast, I'm allowed to have this other thing. You know, I can do this. But if we want to see success, I think if Serene and I can get derailed just because we give ourselves too many options, right, then I think you guys are probably experiencing the same thing. So I was really blessed by what Serene said, and it helped me visualize, no, I'm a horse and my blind is on to all the distractions. If I have a plan of food, I'm just going to go with it.
That's just right. You're going to go with it. That's it. That's all. Your plan is the only thing you're going to do. Because before I'd be like, I'd make a plan and then, Pearl, it's this distractions. It really is. And the distractions were never as yummy as the plan.
Because no, they weren't. And you don't feel good about
no,
them.
No. The, you also don't feel good because you've got a wrecked plan, number one. Besides from the fact your tummy's all squirrely because you just kind of had an itsy bitsy meal of little
chunks. You don't really
here.
Know what you had.
You don't know what you had. It wasn't founded with protein. It was just kind of like odd here and there. So the experience, it's not we're being all strict and yucky, because these are on the days where we've decided to have a plan.
Yes.
And so if we decide we want to go through it anyway. But the eating of the meal that I had planned was always full of rejoicing. It was delicious.
Yeah.
And so it was just these distractions that they're actually maybe something that's more appealing just for the now.
Yes, that's so
true.
But
they're not an end goal appeal.
Yeah. You know, I like what I talked last week about that man that I listened to, a YouTuber, Andrew Spudfit Taylor. Andrew Taylor. Anyway, he lost a lot of weight doing different things that we advise, but it worked for him. But he said, you know, talk about sacrifice. He said, I had to sacrifice my chocolate cake and my pizza, my favorite foods, and to get where I wanted, where I am today. But he's like, people always think sacrifice is a one-sided thing.
Yeah.
Sacrifice. Oh, I'm sacrificing the beautiful taste of chocolate cake and the beautiful, pizza. It's just so delicious to me. It makes me feel good. But he said sacrifice is always two ways. No, if you're eating that, you are sacrificing your health and your goals.
Yes.
So never, ever, ever look at sacrifice as one thing that you're missing out on.
That's so freeing.
Think of what that sacrifice, what you're also sacrificing. If you choose that lunch, let's say, Serene, you and I, what we get distracted on is not necessarily
what other people
junk food, but it's just messing up our routine. So I'll go in and I'll have your delicious healthy bread and just start pulling pieces and shoving in my mouth.
Yes.
Because it's so yummy to me. But I'm sacrificing that well-rounded meal.
Yes.
Where I was getting my veggies and protein and tuna and a delicious apple and using up my groceries I actually bought that need to be used up.
Yes, the bread can wait. It's not going to rot.
For the instant. I forgo that instant. I sacrifice. I have to sacrifice that instant satisfaction of the bread sticking in my mouth, right?
Yeah.
But what else am I sacrificing? That beautiful meal.
Exactly. And then with other people where it's maybe food that's not even so healthy, they're sacrificing trim fit.
Yeah, they are.
They're sacrificing like energy.
They're sacrificing their health.
They're sacrificing
their
maybe
blood
their
sugar.
Children's enjoyment with them 25 years down the road, because maybe instead of getting healthier, they're getting more and more unhealthy. And then they're
absolutely. And then in the end, you're depending on the hospital system because you're so in a state of too much health sacrifice. Yes.
And then you deceive yourself and say that sickness runs in your family.
Yeah.
That's how I got here.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is sometimes true.
It is true.
Sure.
Sometimes. And there's genetics, but there's also
habits
that we learn.
You can walk out of genetics.
Yes. And we, and it's just wisdom learned.
Yeah.
You know, and wisdom learned takes time, and you have to sacrifice other time.
Yeah.
Time that you might have been scrolling on your phone or maybe watching a television show or maybe doing something else. Sacrifice that to learn wisdom. There's always sacrifice goes two ways. You're sacrificing one thing to get to another, but it's never just one-sided.
Yes. And I feel like anybody who's done anything in life too has had to put that steamroller motion in play. Or that, no, I'm just on cruise control. I've put it at 60. It's going to stay at 60. Uh-huh. Or, you know, because I feel like anyone, even not that I want to be like a over an exercising athlete or whatever, but some things when there's goals, they wanted to win the Olympic medal, whatever their goal was. I'm sure they couldn't just get up and like, I'll just wait and see what time I get up or how I feel in the morning.
Right.
No, that alarm went boom. And I don't think they think much. I just think they put the shoes on without even thinking, because this is what I do. This is what my goal is.
I think what you're saying is you don't allow those little niggling thoughts. Like maybe I will just have a little bit of, you know, bread first, or if it's, you know, someone else, or maybe I will just have some of that lasagna, a pizza that my husband brought home for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just have a little bit of that before my main meal, right?
Yes.
Because I can have a snatch of it. But you just, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. I've always thought just a snatch for years now.
Yeah.
But the snatch always turns into something more.
We just realized the snatch doesn't work. Yes. It was this morning.
Yes, exactly.
I do that with I feel the conviction of God when you mention peanut butter and spoons and late nights. because that's my, I'm like, man, just don't go to bed with a rumble tummy. Just go eat that jar of peanut butter. You'll be fine.
And I don't
And it's just this, not, it's just tonight. You're not going to do this. This isn't your lifestyle. It's just tonight. But that's like, I don't know, four times a week.
Exactly. You know? And I don't like going to bed hungry either. And I have special Nino foods that I allow myself to eat at night. And people are all different. Some people don't like to eat at night, and that's fine. They prefer to go to bed very Spartan and empty. But I can't sleep well when I do that. So, you know, I have a set of foods that I allow at night. So I don't go to bed all like, I like
You do like the crunchy frozen blueberry type of stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and then like a Peter Rabbit carrot, celery, all those crunchy
Good old carrot to prove you're not hungry.
And I always start with like a trimmy, like a little small, like very small protein trimmy. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not like a big amount of it, but it's just maybe like a 7 gram little protein, bit of collagen or whatever in a trimmy.
Hey, what do you think about, you know, I think a lot of women say when I'm like, you know, especially if you have more than two kids, you know, I mean, even two kids, but just, you know, once you get to two and up, I'd say, I feel like a lot of women are like, you know, when the kids are grown up, you know, life is so busy and stressful right now. And I'm so outputting that I will one day sort of, that's their snack. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's their quick grab, is that I'm totally going to do this, but I just can't, I'm not going to do this right now.
Yeah, but you'll always have the challenges your whole life through because,
yeah,
you know, there'll always be something then. I'm in that life now. My children
And it's always harder to fix what you've derailed as a menopausal woman than to start menopause at a very healthy weight. You can, it's easier to maintain that than when it's a little bit, when your metabolism is trying to find its new feet. To try and fix a whole bunch of...
You want to put the groundings in as early as you can. But, you know, you said something. You said, you know, kid life, right? That was huge for me. I had to learn back then because I don't have the little children anymore. My big distraction back then was eating off their plates.
Yes.
And that stopped many a healthy meal for me because, oh, I can't let them... That's waste. I'm just going to eat all my little...
Money affects
kids'
that
food.
Too.
Yeah, and then you think... But I had something else planned. Well, it's done now. I'll just eat their food, then I'll grab a little something else.
Right.
And it doesn't turn out to be a smart meal. Or you eat your food and then you go clean up on their plates because you think we don't want to waste that. But you're not a garbage can.
Yes, exactly.
I've
that really
loved
healed
that.
Me. You know? Pearl, you said that years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like, that phrase.
Yeah, you're not the garbage can.
You're not the garbage can.
Yeah.
You know, and that one's got me too. You know, I've been in those hard money times and there's something psychological there when you're looking at a plate and that's money on that plate. And in your mind, you're getting more poor when you throw that last portion of rice away.
Yeah, you think that, but how does it give you more money putting it in your stomach?
Huge. It's so, well, that's
it's waste because your body doesn't need it. So it's still waste wherever you put it. It's waste.
Except you pay for
the waste when you put it in you.
That's so huge.
And I better eat that because we paid for that. My kids, they're too full. Yeah. They don't want to eat it. Whatever. I let them eat a certain amount. Well, I better put it in my mouth. No, you don't.
On principle, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
So after they're fed and you're just trying to clean it up, you know, so you clean it up into you. But so when you said you used to always like to feed your children before you would eat because it was chaos when they were eating and you wouldn't want to eat with the chaos. You wanted to wait a little bit. So that's the problem. That's when it becomes a little snatch.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, now I'm kind of full. I'll just have a little something. It's all bitsy, recty.
Yeah.
But the snatch can come too, you see.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that it's not like, oh, we'll ever be tormented by these habits we can't walk out of.
No
I mean, I walked out of that.
Yes.
But now I'm faced with other things. Like, because my home is another... It's different. You'll always have challenges. There's never a perfect time in your life. So I don't have the children food thing anymore.
But you have a lot of food being brought to you because you have to test Trim Healthy
Mama
recipes.
So I'm learning to have to deal with this. Like I have to test a lot of things for the cafe because we're trying to figure out what foods work best, which recipes. So last night I had a smart meal. I was in red light mode. I was satisfied, happy. And along comes in the middle to late evening, it was about 9 o'clock. One of our testers brought cinnamon rolls, new recipe. We're going to be, you know, see how they are, Pearl. What do you think about these cinnamon rolls? Oh my goodness. I'm a sucker for cinnamon rolls. They're one of my favorite foods.
Yeah. They're the greatest. I wish they grew on trees and God sanctioned them.
And I knew that if I snatched, I would probably have one, probably have a second. And I thought to myself, Pearl, you've learned that lesson. You've had your dinner. You're going to be a tester for a while now. You test wisely. So I really had to tell myself, I wasn't trying to be like, don't eat, Pearl. I was just being like, you're in a season of testing.
Remember how your first thought you told me was, oh, the Trim Healthy Mama food.
Yeah.
And it's fresh out of the oven. And
I know, but I've made some mistakes lately doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
So so you have to learn. You have to go forward. We don't have to be the people forever getting tripped up. So exactly. I said to myself, no, Pearl, you're not going to get tripped up tonight. Sure, they might be healthy. You're going to so enjoy one for breakfast.
Yes.
And I did. And it was sort of hard, but I had to put the blinders on. I was that horse serene that said, no, they're my breakfast.
But it was more enjoyable, right?
It was so much more enjoyable. I did not have shame. I enjoyed every morsel.
Yes. I love that. You know? I love that.
And so I think we don't have to be those people, Danny, that say, well, you know, peanut butter for me every night. I can't walk out of it. But we can when we do self-talk, when we realize things, when we learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
And we say, okay, I'm in this season. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be in some challenging season. Let me navigate this season. Let me put these blinders on. Let me be a steamroller.
Yeah.
I love the analogies, Serene, because they help me.
Yeah.
I'm steamrolling right through to that lunch I planned.
Yes, exactly. You're not looking to the right, nor to the left. No distractions, no snatches, unless it's a big Peter Rabbit carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the carrots, I use them to prove hunger.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm starving. Yeah, I have a carrot. Nope, not hungry at all. A carrot and a big glass of water will just cure you of hunger.
Yeah, I prove those with my children all the time. I'm hungry again. There's wonderful organic carrots in the fridge, darling.
You know what I love about carrots too? Is often, especially children, can be really busy in their brains.
Yeah.
And that can feel like hunger if they're idle or bored or not doing an activity. Carrots provide this constant obsessive little bite, 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 crunch, crunch, bite, bite, crunch, crunch. You know, and it's just activity as well.
It is activity.
You got to muscle through it, you know, to really eat a big carrot.
Yes.
You know, that takes a little discipline.
Yeah, and if it's big enough, food. I love that honeycomb in the center. You can eat around the outside.
There's so many different ways to eat a carrot.
I've never eaten it other than biting it.
You can bite it in sections. You can bite the outside and it leaves the honeycomb in the middle.
And the honeycomb has these little tentacles that attach itself to the other side and you discover them.
Yes,
discover God's creation all again. And you're like, okay, God?
You eat it like corn on the cob?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it will separate from the honeycomb.
It will come out in little pieces if you're careful.
Yeah.
Ooh. Get out there and get your carrot. You know, farmers markets are fantastic places to get. And they're usually those skinnier carrots.
Yeah, those are nice too.
They don't have the honeycomb as much, the skinny ones.
Yeah, the skinnies don't. But man, if because we go to Mexico, we love the land of your birth, Danny.
Thank you.
And
Memphis is the land of my birth.
Oh, man. You go to markets there, you see the plumpest carrots, like plump suckling pigs ready to go on your king's table.
Like you need to carve them with a knife.
Yes. They're so fat and they're colorful.
Yeah.
And you're like, carrots are amazing foods, you know.
Yes, they are.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
If there is one thing we Trim Healthy Mamas have in common, it's we love flavor. We love extracts because they vibe up your food.
Oh, they totally vibe it up. And they vibe it up without having to add a bunch of extra calories. You want your cake to taste all buttery. Just put a little butter and then throw in some extract. And then you're like buttery heaven.
And you don't want to become bored with life. So in your shake, throw in some cherry extract. Hey, you want a pineapple flavored oatmeal?
Oh, yeah.
Put some pineapple in there. I mean, but here's the issue. Most extracts available these days are artificial junk
and
in them.
They have propylene glycol. And no.
Yeah, and they taste a little bit
artificial,
edgy, alcoholic type thing.
Yeah.
And some of them are weak. So we went about to create our own Trim Healthy extracts and we called them Trim Healthy Natural Bursts because they're so natural, you see.
Oh, yeah. I love a good. Listen, I even put flavor bursts in my popcorn. I put the butter extract and it tastes like movie popcorn, people.
I use my caramel natural burst extract every day.
Ooh,
I put it in my teas when I do like a lovely
salted
caramel oolong, but I even do it with black tea. I do it with chai tea. I put caramel burst in my afternoon coffee sometimes.
You can put it in your plain Greek yogurt and then you've got like a cheesecake flavor.
I put it in my baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
I think, and that's why caramel is our best-selling one, but we have 12 flavors, guys.
I love maple. Listen.
Maple.
If you put a dunk of stevia, just plain old stevia, our yummy, good, pure stevia, but you put that, then you add maple extract.
No,
I tell you what,
something.
It's like maple syrup. My daughter loves to put a little dunk of stevia and the maple extract in her almond milk because she used to, when she was a little toddler, love maple syrup and milk. And yeah. It gives her that same thing.
I put maple extract in my oatmeal all the time.
Yeah.
So there, we actually have, like, you can go on the website and pick which ones you want individually, like pineapple, cherry, all these things, chocolate, peanut butter, or we have
the apricot.
apricot.
Forgot about apricot. It's one of my favorite to add to, like, fruity bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you can do a pack of six. We've got them divided, and then you can choose, just click on the one you want. Buy all 12 or buy them individually, your choice.
Oh, yeah.
But get you some natural burst in your life. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
My son David's here at the podcast with us today. And of course,
he even ate a carrot.
He had a carrot today. He read my book.
Did
and he?
Read,
yeah. And he read some of the tales of father, the tales
he
of Van Valdez.
He probably didn't know those stories, did he? Well, did you know that about your dad?
Well, he's heard some of them verbally, but all of my kids almost have sort of teased me, like, Dad, you kind of claim you were raised in the hood, you know, and you were probably raised in this, like, suburb, you know, just it, but for you like had a couple crazy things.
Yeah, like, and, you know, you say to parents, oh, I had to walk 2 miles in the snow on the way to school.
Yeah, like maybe Dad's exaggerating, trying to have some street cred. So I did a project in Memphis and I took him along with me. And I said, you know what? Let's swing through.
Did you?
Where I grew up in Memphis. Dude, there was a crackhead being evicted.
Wow.
There was four, and you know a crackhead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to use that phrase. Is that a harsh term?
No, I don't
Where
know.
I'm from, like, that's just a funny
I'm not
statement.
Offended.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, I mean.
You're allowed to because you actually grew up with real crackheads.
This is my old house. So, like, this guy's being evicted. All his stuff's on the street. There's four cops in there. There's a tall pole in the middle of the little area with a blue flashing light that flashes 24 hours a day. It's called the Eye in the Sky. My neighborhood and almost entire, I shouldn't say county, but that whole multiple blocks are under constant police surveillance
wow.
because of the crime.
So your sons were like, oh, Dad was for real.
Yeah, there were prostitutes up and down the street.
Wow.
Now, it wasn't at that bad when I was there, but it was right on the edge.
The book is What If You Could, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, good.
You say my book and you didn't say the title. I mean, give yourself a few sales, Danny.
Well, I might sell one this week.
Goodness.
That's good. I loved that.
No, I've read his book. It's just totally inspiring.
Yeah, it really was.
How did we get onto that?
Well, we were, you had mentioned my birth and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah, the carrots. And
there was a segue.
Well, I really was born in Memphis. Yeah. No, but it's good, guys. Steamroll ahead. Steamroll
Sorry,
ahead.
I'm still coughing from that carrot.
When you decided.
I sucked down with air and laughed.
I know. She's still coughing.
Yeah, so we almost lost Pearl today, guys.
So that's the key, guys, okay? That's the key. When you have a plan.
You are doing Dad right now. Dad has to sum up his sermon at the end.
Yes, and then we're going to do the altar call.
45 minute sum up.
No, but listen, I want to sum it up to the point with, if you've made a plan, then you had a reason for making a plan.
Yeah.
So if you have a plan of, like, okay, I'm going to eat this certain healthy thing for lunch with this certain healthy thing for dinner, stick to it.
Yeah, and then if something actually happens where, okay, your children come or whatever, life happens.
Yeah.
But there has to be, then you don't feel shame and you're like, okay, well that.
Well, somebody knocked on the door, Mum, we've decided to take you out for lunch. You go to lunch. Yeah. I'm not talking about that.
No,
I'm talking about when you're by yourself.
With daily
stuff. Well, I mean, you're just in your home. You're going to be in your home and you just ruin it yourself.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of reasons. You know what I mean? You can make everything an excuse. But if there's a really proper excuse, then you take the excuse and you live with it. Of course.
Yes.
But we're talking about something different and we're done and it's a nice shorty.
Good shorty.
And then I'll be true nothing mama to stay.